One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
Yes, it's going to be a fun boy clubhouse here on Discorded Radio today as we have Dried Out playing live with us in about 3 minutes' time. But first, the band they're opening for this weekend, it's New Swears, Midnight Lovers, to kick it off today on Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9, brought to you by Zipcar, who's helping us distribute Discorded Magazine all over the lovely city of Vancouver. Hey guys, it's Wade here along with Matt for your weekly installment of Discorded Radio. We just heard off the top the New Swears out of Ottawa, the album Junk Food Forever, Bedtime Never. And they are going to be headlining a show this Saturday night at the 333 along with Low Levels, Skinny Kids, and Dried Out, who just happen to be right here live at CITR. And we're going to have them in the studio shortly, but we've got a real special treat. We've got them going to be playing a live set right here on the other side of the glass for all you lovely folks watching in the sub. You're going to get a live show, a free concert, and everybody else listening on the radio, kick back and enjoy for the next 15 minutes or so, because we've got a little bit of a mini showcase here with Vancouver's Dried Out. So we've got Justin, Henry, Riley, and Luke here to play for us today. Are you guys just about ready? They're giving me a thumbs up? Okay, so without further ado, Welcome to Discord Radio, playing live. It's Dried Out.
Yeah. song's called Chen. It's gonna be on our new album. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Dried Out live on Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9. We are going to have a chance to chat with these guys in a couple minutes' time. We're going to play some music right now. Bring them on in. So let's play some Skinny Kids, Psychic Down the Road. Skinny Kids is one of the bands they're playing with this Saturday night. We're going to talk about that and more coming up in about 2.5 minutes' time. But in the meantime, here is Skinny Kids on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Skinny Kids, Psychic Down the Road. And before that, we heard a killer live set right here at CITR. We've brought the guys into the studio. We've got Luke and Justin and Riley and Henry. They are Dried Out and they're live right here on Discord Radio. Hey, guys. Hey,
yo.
That was amazing.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us on, man.
I don't know if you saw through the glass, but myself and Matt were rocking out in here. We were really enjoying it.
That's good.
Cool, thanks, man.
Nice.
It's like fun.
Awesome energy. Nice. Now, I got to say, you guys, you really have perfected the band look. There's no way.
I'm wearing like tribal pants. Tribal pants.
Wow. We're just saying that, you know, if you guys are walking through the hallway of UBC, nobody would mistake you for like four chemistry students or anything like that.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Or any academics whatsoever.
You could be a basketball player, actually, Henry.
Oh, because I'm tall? Very nice.
But you definitely have perfected the band look. Now, was that done intentionally? And if so, who are some of your musical influences?
I don't think it was at all.
Yeah, this is how we dress.
We've had
how we
so
are.
So many
yeah.
guitar players too. Like
Justin, had so many members. Period.
Justin's only been in the band for a couple months now.
Two months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, nice killer guitar solo, Justin.
Thank you. Well done.
That
was really good.
That was already. I just learned that.
Oh. So humble.
On our way here.
Yeah. Nice.
Speaking of, on the way here was a little nuts too.
Yeah, it was a fun ride here. So
we were worried we were going to be half an hour late, but we. Didn't really have.
We ended up being 5 minutes early. Imagine that.
Time for a smoke.
Time for a dart.
So if anybody saw a blue Chevy Venture, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Don't tow it.
We kind of tow it. Yeah. A few people off on the way here.
It's parked right out front.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more to the story here. You guys want to share some little adventures of what happened?
Henry got a new job working in North Van. So like Henry called us at 3:30. He's like, oh yeah, I'm in North Van. So.
No, 2:30, bud.
Oh, okay.
We had to get there to Clark and Hastings to hear and all about.
Yeah, we jam at Suna.
Yeah,
so
I'm a tradesman now.
I'm a tradesman now.
Yeah, it was just a long, hectic, crazy trip to get in from North Van to the jam space, load the van, get over here in time to...
It was good. We had to, like, amp each other up, though, which was good. We didn't have to, but, like, it was better to do that than to just be...
We like to roll in
calm. Hot. Yeah, rolling hot. Yeah, rolling hot. Yeah.
You guys were amped to 11 at least, so it's good that maybe that was a good thing because you definitely brought the energy. So tell me a bit about the band Dryout. Maybe you can give me a bit of your abbreviated band bio.
Well, I don't know. I just started because I love playing music and
it's Henry Peters.
Actually, everyone in the band but Henry is new, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He started a band and kicked everyone out.
Yeah.
After an EP, and then he brought everyone in.
Yeah.
It went for a new sound, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a new sound and just different people.
And then we had like a revolving door of guitar players.
Yeah.
Riley, it looks like you're about to kiss Henry.
Now we have Justin.
Getting very intimate here. Yes.
We are intimate.
You guys are obviously a close band.
We are.
Yeah. It's all Riley's fault.
Especially Justin's mouth.
Well, here, Henry, I want to explore this a little more. So what happened? You started the band. Henry, you started the band, and then what was there, like an aha moment, like the other guys I'm playing with?
Definitely. Like from our very first jam, like as soon as I started jamming with Luke, I was like, automatically, I have to play in the band with this guy. Because like he got like the songs I was playing, he got what music I was wanted to do, like he got everything that was about what I wanted to do. So it was automatic. I'm like, yeah, I have to play in the band with this guy.
Yeah, it's a hard hitter.
Riley came in next about, what, a month later?
Yeah, and then Riley came in too, and then... We had a great jam, and then next jam he came in, he knew everything perfectly fucking perfectly awesome. Sorry. Knew everything.
Frickin',
yes. And he knew everything so perfect. I was like, yeah, I have to play with this guy as well.
And then we actually had one of our old guitarists, Blake, actually worked at CITR for a while.
Yeah.
So shout out to Blake. I hope you're out there somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Because we miss you a bit.
We miss Blake.
And then Blake left, and... Another guy, Ryan, joined intermittently just for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he left because he was more into, I don't know, 80s metal and stuff like that. So the fit wasn't really there. And then we got Justin, who actually graduated from high school with. And I was like, yeah, we should bring Justin into the band. He's great.
So now he's got his best friend in the band.
So now we got
and
that,
I got mine.
Stop it.
So Justin, you're like the young protege then they brought in there, Justin?
He's the
contract killer.
Actually second oldest, but I look like I'm the youngest. The other day we were actually at a liquor store, and Riley, how old are you, Riley?
22.
Riley's 22. Oh,
the mustache.
He's like 14.
I was getting cigarettes. The guy didn't ID him, and he was like, whoa, wait a second, bro. You're like 20. You're 26, but you got to card you.
The mustache gives you a few years, Riley, that's
little,
for sure.
A little baby face over here. Yeah.
Nice. So how, and the current formation, the four of you guys, how long have you four been together?
Oh, probably about a year and 3 months.
No, what are you talking about?
No, all of us.
No, okay, with Justin, with Luke and Riley, about a year and 3 months, but with Justin, just a few months.
Yeah, like we jammed as a three-piece for a bit when we didn't have another guitar player, and then we had five, and then we had a five-piece, and then now we're back down to four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, your self-titled debut, 14 minutes and 55 seconds of fire. That's what we've been listening to here at CITR.
That's it, eh?
All five, yeah. I just timed it out before you guys went on. I did the math. But you've got a full length coming out soon, and I think you guys are going on some kind of wilderness adventure to record it.
We're heading to Jordan Coop's studio up in Gabriel Island.
Yeah,
we're gonna head there for a week to record a full length.
Do a full length. When are you doing that again? At the
end of May. And it should be released about summertime-ish.
Yeah, we'll have that full length out in the summer.
Very tentative.
Have you guys written enough tracks for that already, or is that still?
Well, we're in the process of writing, obviously, but we do have. Yeah, we're about halfway there.
Five songs. Probably 10.
Yeah, give or take, we're about halfway.
It's way
there,
more poppy. So if you liked what you just listened to, just throw it.
Discard
on.
It. Yeah.
Well, another way that.
Discord Radio.
Very
1.9.
Nice.
But yeah, we're gonna record that the end of May, and then, like I said, release time for summertime. So. And hopefully do a summer tour and a fall tour. So.
And for those that want to hear more from you guys, you're actually playing a show in Vancouver this Saturday at the 333. Tell us a bit about that.
The 333 is a great venue. You can smoke inside there. They don't care.
And I see Riley, who's been taking cigarettes out during this interview, is happy about
that,
obviously.
We're going to play a very cool show with New Swears from Ottawa.
We'll gun a few beers.
Yeah, they're a really cool band. And then we're going to play with Skinny Kids, with Scotty P's band. And then Low Levels. So it's
Al Boyle's band.
It's an action-packed night, that's for sure.
Yeah, nice. Scotty P is actually a pretty good friend of all of us. So
yeah, we did Sled Island. Yeah,
Greek goddess. With
him, Greek goddess. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Matt Muse, the Calgarian over here, is a big
We were in Calgary. He thought we were in Chilliwack or something. He had no idea.
That was a weird story. Yeah.
such rock and rollers. Where are we?
It actually happened. It actually happened. 3 in the afternoon after one of our. We played at the Palomino. And when we got a little drunk, Henry forgot we were actually in.
I thought it was in Langley.
Alberta,
so. Did the stage manager come out and whisper in your ear? Like,
no.
Stage,
the employees.
You're in Calgary now.
The employees told him to leave. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, look, we're about to wrap it up, but yeah, quickly. The show is this Saturday at the 333, which is 333 Clark.
Yeah, it starts at 8:30.
Right behind the Mr. Lube.
It's a secret.
Yeah. What time do you guys go on at?
We play at 9, so show up at 8:30. We'll drink a few beers with you and have a few darts. Well,
I think the show ends at 1 o'clock. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Full night.
All right, so if you guys want to come out this Saturday night and lose control, be sure to come to 3-3 and check out Dried Out. Thanks so much for joining us once again, guys. Luke, Justin, Henry, and Riley. We'll see you guys this Saturday night.
Come party.
Awesome.
Speaking of lose control, this is Catlow. They're playing a show tomorrow night, a fundraiser, which we'll tell you about more in a little bit. But in the meantime, Catlow, Lose Control, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. And big thanks once again to Dried Out for making an appearance live in studio on CITR. Just
ITR's annual fun drive is kicking off with a party at the Pit Pub in the Nest on February 25th at 6 p.m. There will be great bands and a raffle for rad prizes donated by AMS Events, Varsity Outdoor Club, and more. It's 19 plus and tickets are available at the door for $5 or $3 with CITR membership. All proceeds go to Fun Drive to help support your campus radio station.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Hot Panda with Rosy Glow. And before that, we heard Catlow with Lose Control. And prior to that, we had Dried Out here live on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Thanks again to Dried Out for joining us. They are playing this Saturday night at the 333 along with Low Levels, Skinny Kids, and New Swears. Three of those four bands have already been played on our show. And another show we've been promoting today is a show that's happening tomorrow. It's called The Benefit for Squid. Squid Squidderson, a.k.a. John Harder, is a bit of an unsung hero of the Vancouver music scene. He's played with a long list of acts, including DDT and Devin Townsend. The bassist for the band Catlow has also been living with MS for the last couple of years, so he's been unable to work. So some of his musical friends have got together and decided to throw him a benefit gig. Ah, so nice. The Vancouver music scene coming together. Lots of warm, fuzzy feelings. The band, so the benefit is happening tomorrow night, February the 18th. The benefit is at the Fox Cabaret, $10. All proceeds go toward MS. And yeah, Catlow, who we played earlier, is on the bill. Hot Panda is on the bill. Actors Jason Corbett will be there doing a DJ set. And this guy, Devin Townsend, will also be playing as part of the show. So here we go. We're going to play some Devin Townsend right about now. This is the track Death Ray, Devin Townsend, as part of the benefit for Squid, happening tomorrow at the Fox Cabaret. And you're listening to Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Some space metal there from the Devin Townsend Project. He'll be playing along with Catlow, Hot Panda, and actress Jason Corbett as part of the benefit for Squid Squidderson, and his musical buddies. A benefit happening for him tomorrow night at the Fox Cabaret. Yeah, so that is all happening at the Fox, $10, and all the proceeds go toward MS research. Okay, we're just rolling along with the show. We still got about 18 minutes left. Time to switch it to Discorder Magazine. What's happening in this month's issue? We've got a great little section called Under Review, where we review some of the newest albums in Vancouver, and stumbled upon this review and this album from an act called London Drugs. No, it's not spelled like London Drugs, the store. All of the vowels are missing, so it's LNDN space DRGS. And, I was gonna ask Matt, but there's no microphone at his face. Matt, here we go. He's making some little technical adjustments here. Matt, do you remember the G-Funk era with Warren G?
I do. Are you talking about like Dr. Dre and like Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah,
and
Nate Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. A track, yeah, you're right, Warren G, like, what was his big hit called?
Regulate.
Yeah, Regulate.
Yeah, the album was Regulate, the G-Funk era. It was kind of the
quintessential. Yeah, Warren G and Nate Dogg, yeah.
The quintessential Compton sound of 1994.
Yeah, well, that's kind of Dr. Dre's claim to fame, like before he was just like, I wonder if that's going to be one of those things where kids these days, like, not to be the kids these days guy, but like, you know, like Beats by Dre. Is that one of those things that kids are going to find out, like, Doctor, he made music? What?
I hope not. I hope not.
But yeah, he is known for producing a style of music known as G-Funk. And yeah, another famous tune would be like Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
That's a very quintessential G-Funk.
Totally. Sound. It was almost like a small little blip on the hip-hop.
This real moment in the early 90s in L.A. and like Compton specifically.
Yeah, I think Gin and Juice came out in about 93.
Yeah, 93.
Regular, the G-Funk era album came out in 94. And Warren G, who, by the way, still tours. In fact, he was playing in Vancouver a couple of months ago. He still does the North American touring circuit.
Nice.
I mean, his big moment in the sun was when that album came out. And even though he still tours and puts out music, it's always comes back to like that one album, Regulate, the G-Funk era.
So why do you bring up G-Funk then, Wade?
Good question, Matt. Well, apparently, London Drugs, we mentioned a few minutes ago before we went in this Warren G rabbit hole, is seen as the second coming of G-Funk. And there's actually a Vancouver connection. It's basically two guys. You've got the lyricist, rapper Jay Worthy, who's from Compton, or Bompton, as some of the kids are calling it these days, now that I'm being that guy. Have you ever heard that, Matt?
I have not. That's because, like, Kendrick Lamar is the big guy repping Compton these days, and I've never once heard him say Bompton. So until he says, I won't believe it till Kendrick says it.
You know what? It's actually kind of like a Bloods versus Crips thing.
Oh.
So the Bloods apparently say Bompton.
Really?
And the Crips still say Compton.
That's interesting.
I had to do a bit of, like,
okay,
Compton, L.A., South Central L.A. Googling
to
figure out what the lingo is all about. But, yeah, straight out of Bompton, Jay Worthy, along with producer Sean House, who lives in West Vancouver, and they came together to make this little album called Active by London Drugs. So without further ado, we're going to play this track, the self-titled or the single Active from London Drugs, making their Discorder Radio debut here on CITR 101.9. And keep your ears open for, is this really the second coming of G-Funk? We'll find out.
Need some bars and some mag, nigga, pull up. His phone dead, man, I hope he show up. On the line with this bitch trying to hoe her. See, this game ain't free, what I tell her. Rolling Ella right, join another later. Cause they get my nigga 90, that's forever. Hard time, shit getting no better. And now they took JJ. She be real in the field, all gunplay. I know I'm gonna see the homies one day. Right now I'm trying to get dumb paid. Find a bitch, sit her ass on the damn blade. To the sky, do my damn thing. Yeah. And bitch, you's a hoe. How I know, man, the homie used to break your ass for dumb. Sure. Bitch, what's happening? Either you with it or you not, we act.
This for my nigga Double. Gotta pull some lean up, fucking with them dumb hoes. Fucking or you're not, we act. If I ain't with the talking, I'm trying to get bracket. We be around the world, though. Flight thinking about my nigga Wiggles in that Elko. Just some young winners pulling up on spinners. And we'll get up for the business. T-Dot, Vancouver, NY, MIA. Nigga, we be everywhere. Do it for the Ponte game. It'll never die, niggas love to set. Must ain't never seen Y.O. Chunk the set. It's a joy, told me bring the noise, told me niggas they be scared, so they try to send your boy to me. That's not active. Either you with it or you not, we active.
All right, this was active. Either you with it or you not, we active. The whole stay smashed. Either you with it or you not, we active. Bitch, we active. Either you with it or you not, we active. We active. We active. Either you with it or you not, we active. We active.
Do you like Friends? We like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Syrup Trap comes the premier collection of Christmas music. Christmas happens every year. All of your Christmas favorites. Oh Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Santa Baby, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Silent Night, White Christmas, Deck the... No, that's Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. And many more. So what are you waiting for? Order online at syruptrap.ca.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Three walls,
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Drums with the track Usage from his album Shook. Drums, also known as Christopher Smith from Vancouver. He was featured in the October issue of Discord magazine, and he is playing along with Moo at the Fox Cabaret on Thursday night, this Thursday, February 18th, one night after the benefit for Squid Squidderson, which of course is Wednesday, the 17th, along with Catlow and Hot Panda, who we played earlier. Also, we're on the live show tip, of course, Dried Out. We want to thank them again for coming on in. They're playing with Low Levels, New Swears, and Skinny Kids at 333 Clark on Saturday. Yeah, so that's just about it for today's show. Something else happening in town this week that's worth noting is that TED is here. TED Talks, big TED conference. Of course, there's about 3,000 TEDx's around the world, but Big TED is in Vancouver this week. Last night was a big was the big debut launch. If any of you guys got a chance to watch some of the live streams ahead on various theaters around town. But actually, one of the bands that they featured was OK Go. OK Go is known for their really quirky videos. They did the video with the treadmills. Here It Goes Again. They've got a brand new track out called Inside Out and Upside Down, which is quite incredible. It's basically the guys in an airplane doing crazy 45-degree angles. It's you got to see this video to be believed. We're gonna actually add it to our Discord Radio Facebook page and let you check it out. OK Go, with probably their most aggressive, creative, and expensive video to date. Upside Down and Inside Out. We're gonna give you a little sample of what the track sounds like right now in the background. But that is not going to do it justice. Again, make sure you check out our Facebook page. We're going to post that video, which is guaranteed to go viral. I'm predicting a good 100 million views. Okay, so we're about to wrap things up here. Another show that's happening this weekend we should talk about, back-to-back nights at the Commodore. These guys were nobodies about 4 years ago. Then suddenly they won this contest to be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. And now suddenly they're big hitters in the Canadian music scene, and they're going to be playing back-to-back sold-out shows at the Commodore. Their brand new album is called Future Nostalgia. The band is the Sheepdogs, and this is the track called I'm Gonna Be Myself to close things out for us today on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.